Crickets on the radio.
Sure is. Narracup Cricket Club is home to a couple of very interesting things. And I'm sure, as the members would tell us, some cracking cricketers too. Firstly, it has a cricket bat fence, and they reckon the only fence of its kind in the world. And there's also an 8 metre tall bat next to the clubhouse that people travel far to see. But it's not there right now, and it may not return. Well, not as you know it. Aldo Leonetti is Narracup Cricket Club Treasurer. G'day, Aldo.
How are you?
Good. Where's the big bat, mate?
I'm actually looking at it now, just doing a bit of investigation to see how bad it is and see whether it's repairable as it is or whether we go for something completely new and longer lasting.
So she's lying down?
She's lying down having a sleep, yeah.
Yeah. So what's wrong with it?
Yeah. Just got weather damage, really. The guy that originally made it to go inside, we put a fair few coats of paint on it, and she's lasted 6 years, so it hasn't done too bad considering it's made of ply, pine, and chipboard. So it's actually lasted quite well.
So in retrospect, and isn't that a wonderful thing, it's made of wood, probably never intended to be outside all the time in the elements.
No, in the elements, yeah. So I'm just investigating now and seeing how much of it is actually unrepairable, but as I'm getting into it, it looks like it's, we could nearly do the same as what it is to get it back up reasonably quick. But if we get it made out of alloy or something like that, it could be a little while before it gets put back up.
So there's a plan B right there, is there?
We've got people working on getting a few prices in to stand him up, and it'll be more or less exactly the same. Just may change a little bit in sponsorship, depending on who wants to jump on board, if we can get someone.
Well, I'm sure an aluminium company would be the likely choice, wouldn't it?
It does
beg the question, though, doesn't it, Aldo? Is a cricket bat really a bat if it's not made out of wood?
Well, true, but DK Lilly did use an aluminium bat once.
This is true, and if memory serves, to pretty good effect, too.
Yeah. I don't think Jed Jarvis was too happy with it at the time, but it was... Yeah.
Didn't he also whack a streaker on the bum with that aluminium bat?
I think he may have, actually. I think he may have.
Yeah.
I think he may have.
Yeah. I hope that happened and I didn't dream it, because it's a strange dream.
No, I remember something of that sort, but I'm not sure whether it was the aluminium one or something else.
Yeah.
But different one there.
So if you do go down the brand new one made out of aluminium route, you'll need someone official to open it up.
Yes, we would, wouldn't we? I wonder who that could be.
Someone with a bit of form with an aluminium bat.
Absolutely. It would be lovely, wouldn't it, eh? To open up if it goes down that way. Even if we get it up back up, it would be good to get him down whichever way it goes up. But I know Poge tried him a few times.
Okay. You know someone who knows someone who knows someone?
Well, if you get into the cricket up there, I'm sure we'll find someone that could get onto him, and he may come down for a bit of a trip and open it once we get him back up. Hopefully it's not too far away. We don't want it down too long.
No, so what is that timeline, you reckon? If you can repair the incumbent, how long?
Well, be honest with you, looking at it now, you could chipboard it and just more or less paint it and then put it back in its place while the new one gets made, and you could have it up in a week. But I'm probably dreaming. But I've just sent a bit of a message out to the crew and see what they reckon. If they're happy to do that, wouldn't take much to get it straight back up within a fortnight. So
all small businesses around Narracup would be suffering major losses at the moment, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they, with it being down and nobody coming to see it?
Well, at the moment, it's that raining that much here, I don't think anyone's coming here at the moment. But
not even to see the fine sport athletes play cricket.
Yeah, well, the ground's pretty wet, so we've had to postpone our games too for the first couple because it's just so wet.
Oh, gee.
But there is a lot of people that duck in, and they even camp there at the sporting centre there camp there the night and get the odd photos. And, yeah, we've had oodles of publicity about it. So the sooner it goes back up, the better.